I'm standing on the platform here in Dundalk, County Louth, looking out over the Mourne Mountains, which are just north of here, across the border in Northern Ireland. I've spent the morning in Dundalk Institute of Technology. I had some meetings there this morning, and the meetings took place in the what was the old PJ Carroll building, which for some people who know was the cigarette factory in Dundalk and a pretty major employer at one time in the town. That building has been completely taken over by the Institute and renovated, and it now houses the Department of Creative Arts and Informatics. And, you know, I'm struck by the obvious contrast between what was a factory responsible for producing a substance which led to many deaths and illnesses over the years to a building of learning and creative work, which for me is very interesting to see, and it just shows you how a building can take on another life and another use, and in this case it's a more creative use. The facilities are quite spectacular. I mean, it's kitted out to a very, very high standard in terms of the equipment and space. I mean, there's practice rooms, there's multiple studios. The building was only opened a couple of weeks ago. I think, you know, on the day that's in it, the eve before the general election, it's great to be reminded of the potential that this country has for producing culture and for producing young people who are creative in terms of their skills and the work they do. I found that experience to be a very refreshing one, and I have to say, you know, gave me grounds for optimism. I was also struck by the fact that the structure of the school, which is lumped in with the creative arts, is combined with informatics, the IT area of the school. I think that's also interesting for me in itself. I mean, one would normally associate music and the arts as being, you know, natural bedfellows with humanities, but in this instance, the school is divided along the creative arts and informatics, and I think that's where it should be, really, because as we all know, arts and culture is increasingly intersecting with the digital worlds and with the technology worlds, so it's great to see that combination given a structure in that in this particular department. Okay, so that is just a brief update as to what I was doing today. I don't record audio booths on a daily basis. Very few people do, but I thought that today, given that it was a slightly different day for myself, I would just record some immediate thoughts on what I've been up to this morning. So I shall talk to you again, which will most likely be the next time I'm out on my bicycle. Bye.